Okay, so we are reading, I guess, continued. I wasn't here yesterday, so I suspect you could have read yesterday. Continuing in the readings of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And I am starting with Adi Lila text 21. Unless one practices devotional service himself, he cannot teach it to others. This conclusion is indeed confirmed throughout the Gita and Bhagavatam. I will not be reading all the Bengali. I'm just going to read the verses, some of the purports, some parts of the purports, not to lose the description, the essence of the story. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. Text 23. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion, I myself appear millennium after millennium. Text 24. If I did not show the proper principles of religion, all these worlds would fall into ruin. I would be the cause of unwanted population and would spoil all these living beings. So like any good parent, Krishna holds himself responsible for guiding his children on the path of true peace. Because it's natural for the soul, under the influence of the material nature, to degrade itself. So from time to time, Krishna has to come and say, wake up, sleeping souls. Text number 25. Whatever actions a great man performs, common men follow. And whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. And this is even true in the mundane world. We see businesses taking advantage of this human psychology to follow the footsteps of great personalities, even mundane great personalities, like Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps advertising Nike shoes by wearing them with the assumption that others will also buy them because he wore them. Text 26. My plenary portions can establish the principles of religion for each age. No one but me, however, can bestow the kind of loving service performed by the residents of Raja. Text 27. There may be many auspicious incarnations of the personality of Godhead, but who other than Lord Sri Krishna can bestow love of Godhead upon the surrendered souls? Text 28. Therefore, in the company of my devotees, I shall appear on earth and perform various colorful pastimes. Text 29. Thinking thus, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna himself, descended at Nadia early in the age of Kali. According to the Surya Siddhanta, the Pratama Sandhya of Kali Yuga lasts 36,000 solar years. Lord Chaitanya appeared in the Pratama Sandhya after 4,586 solar years of Kali Yuga had passed. Text 30. Thus, the lion-like Lord Chaitanya has appeared in Navadvip. He has the shoulders of a lion, the powers of a lion, and the loud voice of a lion. May that lion be seated in the core of the heart of every living being. Thus, with his resounding roar, may he drive away one's elephantine vices. So it's suggested here that each of us have within our own hearts the power of a lion, and we can realize the Lord's lion-like potency within our hearts by chanting sincerely his holy name. Text 32. In his early pastimes, he is known as Vishwambara because he floods the world with the nectar of devotion and thus saves the living beings. Text 33. Their verbal root, Dubrin, which is the root of the word Vishwambara, indicates nourishing and maintaining. He, Lord Chaitanya, nourishes and maintains the three worlds by distributing love of God. Text 34. In his later pastimes, he is known as Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He blesses the whole world by teaching about the name and fame of Lord Sri Krishna. Purport. Lord Chaitanya remained a householder only until his 24th year had passed. Then he entered the renounced order and remained manifest in the material world until his 48th year. Therefore, his Shesha Lila, or the final portion of his activities, lasted 24 years. Text 35. Knowing him, Lord Chaitanya, to be the incarnation for Kali Yuga, Gargamuni, during the naming ceremony of Krishna, predicted his appearance. Text 36. This boy, Krishna, has three other colors, white, red, and yellow, as he appears in different ages. Now he has appeared in a transcendental blackish color. Text 37. White, red, and yellow. These are the three bodily lusters that the Lord, the husband of the goddess of fortune, assumes in the ages of Satya, Treta, and Kali, respectively. Text 38. Now, in the Dwapara Yuga, the Lord had descended in a blackish hue. This is the essence of the statements in the Puranas and other Vedic literatures with reference to the context. Text 39. In the Dwapara Yuga, the personality of Godhead appears in a blackish hue. He is dressed in yellow. He holds his own weapons, and he is decorated with a Kaustubha jewel and marks of Srivatsa. This is how his symptoms are described. Text 40. The religious practice for this age of Kali is to broadcast the glories of the holy name. Only for this purpose has the Lord in a yellow color descended as Lord Chaitanya. Purport. In this age of Kali, the practical system of religion for everyone is the chanting of the name of Godhead. This was introduced in this age by Lord Chaitanya. Bhakti Yoga actually begins with the chanting of the holy name, as confirmed by Madhvacharya in his commentary on the Mundaka Upanishad. He quotes this verse from the Narayan Samhita. In the Dwapara Yuga, people should worship Lord Vishnu only by the regulative principles of the Narada, Pancharatra, and other such authorized books. In the age of Kali, however, people should simply chant the holy names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Hare Krishna mantra is specifically mentioned in many Upanishads, such as the Kali Santarana Upanishad, where it is said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hari Hari, Hari Rama Hari Rama, Rama Rama Hari Hari, Iti Soda Sakam Nam Nam, Kali Kalmasa Nasanam, Nata Paratoropaya Sarva Vedeshu Drishtyate. After searching through all the Vedic literatures, one cannot find a method of religion more sublime for this age than the chanting of Hare Krishna. Text 41. The luster of his expansive body resembles molten gold. The deep sound of his voice conquers the thundering of newly assembled clouds. Text 42. One who measures 4 cubits in height and in breadth by his own hand is celebrated as a great personality. Text 43. Such a person is called Nyagrodha Parimandala. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who personifies all good qualities, has the body of a Nyagrodha Parimandala. Purport. No one other than the Supreme Lord himself, who has engaged the conditioned souls by his own illusory energy, can possess these bodily features. These features certainly indicate an incarnation of Vishnu and no one else. Text 44. His arms are long enough to reach his knees. His eyes are just like lotus flowers. His nose is like a sesame flower, and his voice is as beautiful as the moon. 45. He is peaceful, self-controlled, and fully devoted to the transcendental service of Lord Sri Krishna. He is affectionate toward his devotees. He is gentle, and he is equally disposed toward all living beings. 46. He is decorated with sandalwood bangles and armlets and anointed with the pulp of sandalwood. He especially wears these decorations to dance in Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Text 47. Recording all these qualities of Lord Chaitanya, the sage Vaishampayana included his name in the Vishnu Sahasranam. 48. The pastimes of Lord Chaitanya have two divisions, the early pastimes, Adi Lila, and the later pastimes, Ashesha Lila. He has four names in each of these two Lilas. Text 49. In his early pastimes, he appears as a householder with a golden complexion. His limbs are beautiful, and his body, smeared with the pulp of sandalwood, seems like molten gold. In his later pastimes, he accepts the sannyas order, and he is equipoised and peaceful. He is the highest abode of peace and devotion, for he silences the impersonalist non-devotees. Purport. This is the verse from the Mahabharata. In his commentary on the Vishnu Sahasranam, called the Namarta Sudha, Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushana, commenting upon this verse, asserts that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to the evidence of the Upanishads. He explains that Suvarna Varna means a golden complexion. He also quotes the Vedic injunction Yada Pasra Pasya Pasyate Rukma Varnam Kartaram Isham Purusham Brahma Yonim. Rukma Varnam Kartaram Isham refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead as having a complexion the color of molten gold. Purusham means the Supreme Lord, and Brahma Yonim indicates that he is also the Supreme Brahman. This evidence, too, proves that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Another meaning of the description of the Lord as having a golden hue is that Lord Chaitanya's personality is as fascinating as gold is attractive. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushana has explained that the word varanga means exquisitely beautiful. Lord Chaitanya accepted sannyas, leaving aside his householder life to preach his mission. He has equanimity in different senses. First, he describes the confidential truth of the personality of Godhead. And second, he satisfies everyone by knowledge and attachment to Krishna. He is peaceful because he renounces all topics not related to the service of Krishna. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushana has explained that the word nishta indicates his being rigidly fixed in chanting the holy name of Sri Krishna. Lord Chaitanya subdued all disturbing opponents of devotional service, especially the monists who are actually averse to the personal feature of the Supreme Lord. Text 50. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is repeatedly and clearly said that the essence of religion in the age of Kali is the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. I'm reading this three times for emphasis. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is repeatedly and clearly said that the essence of religion in the age of Kali is the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. One last time. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is repeatedly and clearly said that the essence of religion in the age of Kali is the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. Text 51. O King, in this way, people in Dwapara Yuga worship the Lord of the universe. In Kali Yuga, they also worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the regulations of the revealed scriptures. Kindly now hear of that from me. Text 52. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. This text is from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11.5.32. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained this verse in his commentary on the Bhagavatam, known as the Krama Sandarbha, wherein he says that Lord Krishna also appears with a golden complexion. That golden Lord Krishna is Lord Chaitanya, who is worshipped by intelligent men in this age. That is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam by Garga Muni, who said that although the child Krishna was blackish, he also appears in three other colors, red, white, and yellow. He exhibited his white and red complexions in the Satya and Treta ages respectively. He did not exhibit the remaining color yellow gold until he appeared as Lord Chaitanya, who is known as Gaurahari. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that Krishna Varna means Sri Krishna means Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna Varna and Krishna Chaitanya are equivalent. The name Krishna appears with both Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chaitanya Krishna. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he always engages in describing Krishna and thus enjoys transcendental bliss by chanting and remembering his name and form. Lord Krishna himself appears as Lord Chaitanya to preach the highest gospel. Lord Chaitanya always chants the holy name of Krishna and describes it also. And because he is Krishna himself, whoever meets him will automatically chant the holy name of Krishna and later describe it to others. He injects one with transcendental Krishna consciousness, which merges the chanter in transcendental bliss. In all respects, therefore, he appears before everyone as Krishna, either by personality or by sound. Simply by seeing Lord Chaitanya, one at once remembers Lord Krishna. One may therefore accept him as Vishnu Tattva. In other words, Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna himself. Sango Pangastra Parshadam further indicates that Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna. His body is always decorated with ornaments of sandalwood and with sandalwood paste. By his super excellent beauty, he subdues all the people of the age. In other descents, the Lord sometimes used weapons to defeat the demoniac, but in this age, the Lord subdues them with his all-attractive feature as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that his beauty is his astra, or weapon, to subdue the demons. Because he is all-attractive, it is to be understood that all the demigods lived with him as his companions. His acts were uncommon and his associates wonderful. When he propagated the Sankirtan movement, he attracted many great scholars and acharyas, especially in Bengal and Orissa. Lord Chaitanya is always accompanied by his best associates like Lord Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, and Srivas. This is a really important point, that Lord Chaitanya comes not to kill physically the demons, but that he attracts the demonic personalities and also the demonic personality within our own hearts towards Krishna through his beautiful form, but also his beautiful and nectarian chanting of his holy names. And so it's a kind of lure. It's not a shaming religion. It's not a religion of scorning people for their sinful activities. It's not about judging them for their fallen condition. It's about attracting them out of the fallen condition by giving them a higher taste, which is what we are giving in the Hare Krishna movement. Srila Jiva Goswami cites a verse from the Vedic literature which says that there is no necessity of performing sacrificial demonstrations or ceremonial functions. He comments that instead of engaging in such external pompous exhibitions, all people, regardless of caste, color, or creed, can assemble together and chant Hare Krishna to worship Lord Chaitanya. Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam indicates that prominence should be given to the name of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya taught Krishna consciousness and chanted the name of Krishna. Therefore, to worship Lord Chaitanya, everyone should together chant the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. To propagate worship in churches, temples, or mosques is not possible because people have lost interest in that. But anywhere and everywhere, people can chant Hare Krishna. Thus, worshipping Lord Chaitanya, they can perform the highest activity and fulfill the highest religious purpose of satisfying the Supreme Lord. When Prabhupada installed the Krishna Balaram deities and in the Vrindavan temple, he said to the devotees that although they had an enormous pompous ceremony to install these deities, they invited great personalities, they spent a lot of Lakshmi in order to feast and decorate and perform a lot of ritual. But he said the real thing that installed those deities was the chanting of the Maha Mantra, and that the pompous ceremonies were there for the smarter brahmanas of Vrindavana. So although we may be performing all kinds of different festivals, the real celebration happens when we feast on the holy names of the Lord as a congregation. That's the real sacrifice for this age. And all activities that we perform in the temple, outside the temple, has to be accompanied by the holy names of the Lord in order for it to become a real bona fide religious activity. Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a famous disciple of Lord Chaitanya, said, "The principle of transcendental devotional service having been lost, Sri Krishna Chaitanya has appeared in order to deliver again the process of devotion. He is so kind that he is distributing love of Krishna. Everyone should be attracted more and more to his lotus feet, as humming bees are attracted to a lotus flower." Text 53. My dear brothers, please hear all these glories of Lord Chaitanya. This verse clearly summarizes his activities and characteristics. 54. The two syllables Krishna are always in his mouth, or he constantly describes Krishna with great pleasure. Text 55. These are two meanings of the word Krishnavarna. Indeed, nothing else but Krishna issues from his mouth. 56. If someone tries to describe him as being of blackish complexion, the next adjective, Tvisha Akrishnam, immediately restricts him. Text 57. His complexion is certainly not blackish. Indeed, his not being blackish indicates that his complexion is yellow. Text 58. By performing the sacrifice of congregational chanting of the holy name, learned scholars in the age of Kali worship Lord Krishna, who is now non-blackish because of the great upsurge of the feelings of Srimati Radharani. He is the only worshipable deity for the Paramahamsas who have attained the highest stage of the fourth order, sannyas. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, show us his great causeless mercy. Text 59. One could vividly see his glowing complexion of molten gold, which dispels the darkness of ignorance. Text 60. The sinful life of the living beings results from ignorance. To destroy that ignorance, he has brought various weapons such as his plenary associates, his devotees, and the holy name. Text 61. The greatest ignorance consists of activities, whether religious or irreligious, that are opposed to devotional service. They are to be known as sins. This is a curious statement, and probably one that when we read it, that we wonder, why would it be the greatest ignorance to perform religious activities that are opposed to devotional service? What does that look like? Often people come, perhaps to our temple and other temples, in order to perform ritualistic activities to have wealth, to increase their wealth, or to increase their grades at college, or to get a better job, or to have a beautiful wife, or a very wealthy husband, or to have wonderful children. And so even though they approach the Supreme Lord, which is authorized, we should approach the Supreme Lord even if we have material desires to fulfill. It's considered to be ignorant when we have the capacity to approach the Supreme Lord for devotional service, to pray for a taste for chanting, to pray for service in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan mission, to have engagement in the divine activities of devotional service. So even though they may be religious and they may be pious and they may be prescribed in the scripture for elevation of human life, unless they are drawing us nearer and offering us a greater taste for devotional service, they're considered to be sinful. Text 62. Raising his arms, chanting the holy name, and looking upon all with deep love, he drives away all sins and floods everyone with love of Godhead. Text 63. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Lord Sri Chaitanya bestow his causeless mercy upon us. His smiling glance at once drives away all the bereavements of the world, and his very words enliven the auspicious creepers of devotion by expanding their leaves. Taking shelter of his lotus feet invokes transcendental love of God at once. This word bereavement resonates with me. I have been for the last 20 years studying as a crisis counselor, a grief counselor, bereavement care of people suffering loss. And while the material world has all kinds of techniques in helping people cope in a state of bereavement, what Lord Krishna is offering us here is an alternative to our grief at loss by chanting the holy name, by switching our consciousness from lamenting. We see this in Bhagavad Gita, where Arjuna was lamenting the array of family members before him, that in a few moments, in a few hours, many of them will be dead, and lamenting that he's a kshatriya and will be responsible for hurting so many people. And Krishna gives him another message. That is a message of awareness or consciousness that he's not the doer, and that these living entities before him are not the body, and that they are spiritual beings, and that all of us must die one day. Even ourselves will die at any unknown moment, and that the only thing that can help us cross over these grieving moments is to chant the holy name of the Lord. I remember a god sister of mine who was very one of the first devotees in the movement, one of the early group, and she lost a baby. She was pregnant, and she miscarried. And Prabhupada, instead of having her in the material concept, a person who's grieving such a loss, it's a magnanimous loss. It's a terrible loss. And many people spent years grieving such a loss. But instead of that, Prabhupada had her immediately come home, back to the temple, and he asked her to sew the first clothing for Lord Jagannath. And so instead of spending her night having returned from the hospital, having lost her first child, she sewed the first outfits for Lord Jagannath. And in this way, Prabhupada pointed her consciousness towards making Krishna as her child and giving up the lamentation and the bereavement of her heart in the loss of her first and only child. Text 64. Anyone who looks upon his beautiful body or beautiful face becomes freed from all sins and obtains the wealth of love of Godhead. Text 65. In other incarnations, the Lord descended with armies and weapons, but in this incarnation, his soldiers are his plenary parts and associates. Text 66. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always the most worshipable deity of the demigods, including Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, who came in the garb of ordinary men, bearing love for him. He instructs his own pure devotional service to his own devotees. Will he again be the object of my vision? Text 68. His plenary parts and associates perform the work of weapons as their own specific duties. Please hear from me another meaning of the word Anga. 68. According to the evidence of the revealed scriptures, a bodily limb, Anga, is also called a part, Amsa, and a part of a limb is called a partial part, Upanga. 69. O Lord of Lords, you are the seer of all creation. You are indeed everyone's dearest life. Are you not, therefore, my father, Narayan? Narayan refers to one whose abode is in the water, born from Nara, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. and that Narayana is your plenary portion. All your plenary portions are transcendental. They are absolute and are not creations of Maya. 70. The manifestation of the Narayana who predominates in everyone's heart, as well as the Narayana who lives in the waters, Karana, Garbha, and Kshira, is your plenary portion. You are therefore the original Narayan. 71. The word Anga indeed refers to plenary portions. Such manifestations should never be considered products of material nature, for they are all transcendental, full of knowledge, and full of bliss. Purport. In the material world, if a fragment is taken from an original object, the original object is reduced by the removal of that fragment. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not at all affected by the actions of Maya. The Ishapanishad says, Om Purnam Adapurnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Vashishyate. The Personality of Godhead is perfect and complete, and because He is completely perfect, all emanations from Him, such as this phenomenal world, are perfectly equipped as complete wholes. Whatever is produced of the complete whole is also complete in itself, because He is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from Him. He remains the complete balance. In the realm of the Absolute, 1 plus 1 equals 1, and 1 minus 1 equals 1. Therefore, one should not conceive of a fragment of the Supreme Lord in the material sense. In the spiritual world, there is no influence of the material energy or material calculations of fragments. In the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that the living entities are His parts and parcels. There are innumerable living entities throughout the material and spiritual universes. But still, Lord Krishna is full in Himself. To think that God has lost His personality because His many parts and parcels are distributed all over the universe is an illusion. That is a material calculation. Such calculations are possible only under the influence of the material energy, Maya. In the spiritual world, the material energy is conspicuous only by its absence. In the category of Vishnu Tattva, there is no loss of power from one expansion to the next, any more than there is a loss of illumination as one candle kindles another. Thousands of candles may be kindled by an original candle, and all will have the same candle power. In this way, it is to be understood that although all the Vishnu Tattvas from Krishna and Lord Chaitanya to Rama, Nrisimha, Varaha, and so on appear with different features in different ages, all are equally invested with supreme potencies. Demigods such as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva come in contact with the material energy and their power and potency, and therefore of different gradations. All the incarnations of Vishnu, however, are equal in potency, for the influence of Maya cannot even approach them. I'm going to stop here a minute. It's a lot of reading you all just heard. And I'm wondering if anyone has a reflection. We start with that, or a question. What did you hear? Perhaps that is a takeaway for you, a point, something it made you think of as we begin to prepare for Lord Chaitanya's appearance day. Any reflections?
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Well, since we don't hear from you very often, thank you very much for accepting and reading today. Maybe you can give us a little bit of your experience coming in contact with Lord Chaitanya for the first time.
Oh, my. Archita. That came in contact with... Well, I met the devotees through Bhagavad Gita. That was how I met... I didn't really meet Lord Chaitanya, but I met Prabhupada, I guess, through his books. And it has only been more recently, after 45 years of chanting, that I see very clearly that wherever the holy name is chanted, there is auspiciousness. Some of you may know that I'm, since almost 6 months, caring for my 92-year-old father and my mother, who's 89. And they are not devotees of Krishna. But my father was lucky enough to meet a representative of Lord Chaitanya way back in the 70s. He met Prabhupada in Potomac, Maryland. And he had a conversation with him. And it's in the Conversations book, number 23, Mr. Boyd. And he's not a super pious man, really. You know, I'm not sure he even believes in life after death. I mean, he's done some church service and this and that. But he got the opportunity somehow or other to come to Vrindavan and take darshan of Krishna Balaram Temple because he thought I was dying while I was living there of malaria. And so now at the end of his life, he gets the great fortune of having the association, even of a crappy devotee like me, you know, and I get to care for, he gets this incredible opportunity where he can hear the holy name, he can get sprinkled with the Ganges water, he can take prasadam. He has done practically nothing but have a kid who happened to be attracted to Lord Chaitanya's movement. Just to show the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And also my mother, who is very, very much insulted if I try to tell her or preach to her about my philosophy. But she doesn't object having an altar in her living room that has Lord Chaitanya and Jesus on the same altar. And I realize that even remotely, if I am not preaching to her directly, just the presence of the holy name in the house where she has to join the new Dwarka Mangal Arati at 7:30 in the morning. It's 7:30 in Virginia when you all are doing it 4:30. I tune in and it's loud enough that she can hear it throughout the whole house, that somehow her heart is softening. She's very envious, but softening just by hearing the Lord's holy name remotely, not even chanting it, not even wanting to hear it, but it, her cells are absorbing it. I also have the experience living here since 2001. Some of you may know my son Madhava, who used to be called Neela Madhava, big guy. And some of you know his history from the age of, say, 12 to 20. Avid computer game person. Loud music in the apartment and not very devotional at that moment in his life. Kind of going through the terrible teens. And all of a sudden, at a certain moment, you know, having remotely lived across the street from the temple and hearing the vibrations of, you know, even not even intentionally, at a certain point, his heart becomes pure enough that he gets a taste. So that's basically my realization about Lord Chaitanya's mercy. The other piece is, you know, I've been a professional for many years, and now I have quit my job. Yesterday was my very last day, and I'm not sure what Krishna has in store for me coming tomorrow, except for my parents. I don't know where that's taking me. But one thing I have learned is that you don't have to be perfect to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. You don't even have to, I mean, we see this everywhere. Our holy name is going everywhere with kirtans and stuff. To be able to taste this love, to enter into this love of Lord Chaitanya, you just have to chant it and hear it and live in it. You don't have to be perfect to do that. And that's the gift that we've been given, is that we don't have to feel guilty about ourselves. We are where we are in our devotional service. You know, it's an evolutionary, organic process. Just love Lord Chaitanya, who's in your heart, and love his mantra, and don't get caught up in being neurotic about being perfect and trying to imitate being a pure devotee. Just love the holy name, and everything will be taken care of. Other reflections? Yeah.
Thank you very much for speaking so nicely, and it's nice to hear you reading. You emphasize three times how the chant, and it says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that the chanting of the holy name is for this age. Yeah, the religious process for this age. Would you please elaborate on that point? Though it's so basic, Harinam, Harinam, Harinam Eva Kevalam, it's kind of like the 101, but nonetheless, you quoted it three times, so
yeah.
Some real emphasis was there. Would you elaborate a little, please?
Yeah. Well, the Hare Krishna movement started in a park. Prabhupada sat under a tree and he played the kartals and he had a little room and he fed the devotees. And we didn't have marble floors. We didn't have beautiful deities. We didn't have the structure that we have. LA enjoys a very opulent structure that you won't have many, many places in the Hare Krishna movement. It's a major temple. It's on the map. It's a major holy dham. And it's a luxury that we have, you know, prasadam coming. We have heat in the temple. We have, I mean, when you look at, even remotely, when I'm viewing, it's stunning. What is this manifestation is stunning. You don't have that everywhere. But we need to be mindful that if it all goes away or we find ourselves out in Timbuktu, it all starts by sound. It starts with the holy name. And that we aren't really dependent on all of this structure to restart the Hare Krishna movement. And so the real religion starts with the holy name, and not just holy name by yourself somewhere in a holy dham, you know, keeping other people from disturbing your equilibrium. And Prabhupada said very clearly, it's not about me first. I will make myself Krishna conscious and everybody else can go to hell as long as I have my little peaceful acre on this world. He said, I heard this several times on a lecture. It's not about, and I've experienced that having a three-year-old at home. It's like, oh God, lock the kid up. I want to have a peaceful moment here. But it's not. That's not the compassionate mood of Lord Chaitanya. The mood is, let me go to hell. Let me be agitated. Let my life be austere. Let me not be able to sleep at night. But let me try to make another person Krishna conscious. Let me help them connect with their lost loving relationship with Krishna. So it can be really easy in a comfortable temple like this to take it for granted and become very comfortable with our little acre, a little corner of peace, and not go out or not greet and try to help those who come to the temple. We have so many people coming. Thanks for the Harinam, because this time it's been 6 months. There's so many new faces here now that weren't here in August. And so we are being sent, these wonderful people, to help us in this movement. But if nobody talks to them or helps them or makes their life so miserable that they can't bear to stay in the Association of Devotees, then we are not doing our duty. So it's about not only chanting, but helping others. It's done in congregation. It's a community effort. It's not, I'm going to beat you there. It's not a competition who's going to become the pure devotee first. You cannot become a pure devotee if you don't help extend yourself to help others. So it's about almost a karmic process. You develop your love for God to the degree you help others develop their love for God. So it's like a boomerang. What you put out comes back to you. The gifts you give others comes back to you. It's a reciprocal process. So that's the religion. And Krishna will add all those other things that are missing. I accredit Savas for his daily prayer after Mangal Arati to please send us more Sankirtan devotees. And it's a religious, it's a mantra he chants every day since I don't know how long, because he knows that without the mercy of the Sankirtan mission, none of this can happen, none of this manifests. Prabhupada manifested this whole movement through sound vibration. If you notice, he sat under a tree. He started singing. He chanted verses in a microphone, and it manifested books. It was all through sound. So that's why this is the religion for this age. It's not back to front. If we create more temples, and this is a mood in some places. I've been in Potomac and Baltimore and these areas, and some devotees have the opinion that if we build more temples, the preaching will come. But if there's more preaching, the temples will come. If we make more, some people think, well, if we build more temples, the money will come. But it's actually, if we do more preaching, the money will come. You know, we will get what we need, because Krishna promises if we surrender unto him through the holy name, through the Guru Parampara, then everything will be added automatically. We don't have to separately endeavor. So I don't know if that answered your question, but that's my take on it. Any other comments or questions?
Well said. Thank you very much for that.
Any comments, questions before we go get Mahaprajan? Anything? Nothing? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Forgot.